You're listening to Girls Gone Wild. This is Joy.
And this is Claire.
You're listening to episode 35, and we just watched the live announcement.
A 14.2.
What do you guys think? Woohoo!
I am not excited.
Just a ball in the house.
I'm not excited. I am less excited for this than I was for 14.1. 14.1 was like, this is my jam. Like, yeah. I felt really good. Like, you know, not like I was going to make it, you know, onto the into regionals or anything. But at least I felt
confident,
like,
confident going into it.
So, like, there's... I can do this. Like, I'm not, you know, this isn't anything that's, like, totally out of my zone.
Right.
And this, like, I will maybe get, like, I think last year in, like, the Fran in 13.4, which was, like, basically this workout but with thrusters instead.
Yeah.
I think I got 3 chest to bar pull-ups.
Yeah.
But it was my first.
I don't remember at all. I don't remember.
It was
I didn't get a lot.
Ever.
I know I didn't get a lot at all.
Yeah. Well, it was.
Maybe 3? Maybe. I don't know.
Well, because you're. Know. It was what? It was like 15, 15, 15. It was supposed to be.
Yeah.
And I remember when I got there, TJ was actually judging me. And he was like, what's your goal? And I was like, 16. Like, I'm, you know, my goal is to get 1 chest to bar. He's like, I think you'll get 30. I was like, you think I'm going to get 15 chest to bar pull-ups? But the way he had me do it was he had me do it with a chin-up grip.
Reverse, yeah.
Yeah, so if you're listening and you're freaking out about the chest to bar pull-ups, you can do it with any grip.
Yeah.
So I did it with a chin-up grip.
Watch the videos
online. And basically
online.
I would kip, and I'd kip up into a normal pull-up, and then I just would, like, stop there and pull myself the last couple inches to my chest.
Yeah.
And then as long as the chest touches the bar, like, you don't have to have it all in, like, one fell motion.
Right.
You can, like, get up to that pull-up in a kip.
Has to be.
And then, like, ooh.
Yeah.
Get up and, yeah, touch your chest.
Yeah.
So that's what I did. So.
I have no idea what to expect. After they said overhead squats, I was like, oh, cool. And then chest to bar. They lost me. But I'm excited. I'm excited to try because that's what I thought. Like, this is what it's all about, is trying to do something that you're afraid of doing and accomplishing at least something and doing your best. For me, I'm like, chest to bar is totally terrifying.
Ugh. Yeah, I don't know. And it's definitely.
I may just get up at 5:30 a.m. and do it again.
Just to not have
I was going to do it in the afternoon tomorrow night, but now I'm like, maybe
yeah,
I'll
you
just
should
get
it's
it
so
over.
Fun.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know. It's going to be. I think like 65 pounds for an overhead squat. I think overhead squats are harder than thrusters and lats, you know, because like overhead squat is such a mobility thing.
Oh my gosh.
Like,
we did them last week. Did you do that, WOD, where we did overhead squats at 65 pounds? I don't even know how many.
No, it was Nancy.
So. That's what it was. Yeah.
I didn't do that.
Because we had to row, because he substituted the row because it was snowing outside. And it was so hard. I was going so slow.
Yeah, it's like, it's tough. Well, and I think I really like overhead squats because I have that weird elbow thing. So for those of you who don't know me in person, in real life, which is most of you, that's so weird. I feel like I know you people. And
I know.
I like realize
I feel
that
like
I've
I know a lot of you guys
met
too.
Any of you.
Yeah.
But my elbows do this thing. They're called hyper-express.
Mm-hmm.
So basically just like it's really easy for me to lock my, like when I lock my arms out, my forearm is like a little bit.
I am so the opposite.
It's like an obtuse, like, what is it called? Like an obtuse angle.
Uh-huh.
It's more than 180 degrees.
Yeah.
Anyway, so overhead squats for me are fairly, not easy, but the mobility is easy because my elbows like make up for the shoulder mobility.
Yeah.
So I really like overhead squats.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I like.
I was doing it wrong where my wrists weren't. I wasn't letting my wrists fall back.
Oh yeah. So you're trying to hold it in front of
me. Yeah. And TJ came out because every time I drop it, I would shake out my wrists. I'm like, oh my God, my wrists are killing me. He's like, you need to. And he fixed it like mid workout and it was much better. But oh,
TJ.
So that'll be fun.
Yeah.
What do you think of the whole Miami vibe?
Did you see this thing Jen from Wind Awaits just tweeted us the picture of what Kiki looks like? Can we talk about that name? Is Kiki,
wait, what, who?
So Jen tweeted us right as we were starting to record and she was like, what is she wearing? And I was like, we aren't watching, you were able to take a screenshot. So she just sent us that. It's like CrossFit Miami Barbie. She looks really silly.
I would say that that's the look,
but you know,
kind of like I Dream of Jeannie.
Kinda.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
There's a lot of the comments I made when we were watching it, I was like, there's a lot of dudes there. There's a lot of dudes. And by dudes I mean like dudes.
Like you mean like Dom.
Big Dom muscly Rizzetti. Tight t-shirt, waxy hair.
A lot
hair.
Of muscle beach dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, Miami.
Hey dude. You're a dude.
bro. What up, bro? Yeah, lots of Muscle Beach guys.
Oh, it looked like a lot of fun, though, Miami. Way to go, Miami. Way to scare the crap out of us, oh Miami. My gosh. I read like a million and one comments and tweets and Facebook, not a million, but a lot that said, well, I'm going to get 10 rounds tomorrow, like everyone.
Yeah, well, I think that really will be the first.
10 reps.
Well, and I think the interesting thing about the last WOD was that there wasn't really a cutoff. Like, you know, there were kind of reps all over the board.
Right.
Whereas like last year, most of the WODs kind of had a cutoff, or a lot of them, like this one, had a cutoff where it's like, you know, a third of the people, you know, in that like snatch workout where it was like, you know, it started at 45 and then went to 75, like, you know, a quarter of the people couldn't do 75. So right. Like that was, you know, a quarter of people stopped at whatever it was for, you know.
Yeah.
And I think this one will be like, you know.
It's really going to weed out the.
Right. 10% of the people don't even have pull ups. So yes. It's like, so 10% of the scores are just going to be 10.
Yes.
You know, and I think there will obviously be some people who don't get quite that many overhead spots, but it's like, I don't know. So that'll be the first.
Did the one last year where they had, it almost was like, the better you do, the worse it is.
Yeah.
Was that one, did they increase reps on that one?
No,
that was just the same one, same rep scheme, but it was just, you just kept going if you got it within the certain
time. Was three rounds, not two, and you had 4 minutes instead of three. So it basically was testing whether or not you had a sub 4 minute Fran.
Gotcha. Okay.
So it was like the only way that you could proceed was you had a sub 4 minute
Fran.
It was
just Fran forever.
It was just Fran forever.
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound miserable? And Camille did it like three times. Can you imagine doing more than one sub 4 minute Fran in a row?
No.
Yeah, no. Not unless you're Camille LeBlanc-Bazinet with chest bar pull-ups nonetheless.
Yeah.
I love her. Don't get me wrong. That sounded really snotty. I really love Camille.
Yeah.
But man, she is a hoss.
That was amazing. That was very inspiring. So... we have one open workout under our belts.
Yeah.
And I coughed so hard afterwards that I needed to...
What? That's because you got 304 freaking reps, Joy. What? What was going on?
I have no idea. It was 5:30 a.m. And I was just like, I'm just going to see what happens. And it sucked royally. Well, this is the thing. We had to split it up into two groups because there was a big class and Coach Mike wanted to be fair. And like the people who needed to be counted, that we had enough judges to count them. And so anyway, we split up in groups. And so the first like four people went and then it was just Matt and me. So the first group really wasn't like participating in the open per se, but they still did the workout. And then so Matt and I went head to head and we had our own little like announcement style workout where we faced each other, and Matt was really upset about that, but he was a good sport. He's like, I don't want to be facing Joy. Which, by the way, the other morning, Andrew, if you're listening, our favorite CrossFit J guy, aside from Chris and aside from all these other people.
Yeah, I know, but Chris is going to be so upset.
I know, everyone else is going to have their feelings.
Don't worry, Chris.
And Jess.
Andrew's not my favorite. Oh my gosh.
But Andrew was like, Joy, the other morning we were setting up for the workout, and he's like, Joy, where can I position myself so I can see that I'm ahead of you the whole time? And I was like, that's not going to happen. It was really funny. So we went head to head for the first open workout, and Coach, so much has to do for me of like the judge counting for me.
Oh, did I tell you that hashtag superfan Chris G judged me?
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
So you keep talking, then I'll tell you my story.
Okay. So Coach Mike just counted for me, and it was just really, I like coaches who interact with me the entire time or judges because he was like, you know, coaching me about like breathing through the double unders and kind of like using that as your rest, which holy mother of everything, that was not a good rest, but I did it. And then just like little tips here and there when we were doing the snatches and what was it? Overheads.
Ground overheads.
And, and then I just kept going. I was like, just do it. And I linked all the double unders, some random miracle that like blessed me that morning.
I linked all my double unders except for my first, I skipped on like the 15th in my first round. I was like, all right, keep it together.
Yeah.
Like you can't, because once you start skipping double unders, it can be hard to recover.
Such a mind F where you just, and then it's just mental. And then you start getting worried about missing and then you miss. But I got my stomach started getting really upset. Like, not like a puke, because it's so early in the morning, I don't have anything in my stomach, but like to a point where I was like, something's gonna happen, either the front end or the back end. I was like, doesn't that ever happen to you though, when you get like, when you push so hard, like something?
Yeah, it's like all your blood is like going to your vital organs because your body is going into shock.
And I was just like, this is almost like the style where they like show the random things that happen to people when they run marathons. Like, that's not going to happen right here. I got really, really ill. And I was like, crap, I'm going to have to stop. And like, something happened. Your pants a little bit.
That's fine. I've had that happen. One time after the first, I know I've told this story. After the first time that we did a paleo challenge, like when we first started at Jay. Then, like, the day after the paleo challenge ended, we still hadn't done the, like, redone the WOD, and it was Jackie.
Yeah.
And that same day, I was working at that job with a legal software company, and I was, like, part marketing assistant, part just, like, assistant to everyone. Mm-hmm. And I had to go pick up bagels for a meeting, and I ate two of them because they were left over, and I was like, oh, yeah, bagels. I have never come so close to pooping during a workout ever. Because I had two bagels, and then I had to get on a rower, like, 3 hours later, and I was like, yep, gonna poop. Oh, my God, it was awful. I managed to hold it together, but okay. Oh, my gosh.
I don't know.
Like, every stroke was like, oh, this is gonna be bad.
I was like, I wore black shorts today. Oh, that's a really good thing. That's gross, but it's real. That's real talk. Yeah. And here's the other thing. I'm not going to get like too TMI, but like it's 5:30 in the morning. Like you haven't, I don't have enough time to like wake up and like have a leisurely like hour and like empty out my system before I go work out. Like I just don't. And like I could wake up at 4 and maybe that would happen, but I'm just not one of those people. My system is not on that schedule.
No.
And you're lucky if your system is on that schedule. You can wake up at 5, like things happen and then you move on and go to your workout. Totally. So I was like, so that's my one complaint about 5:30 a.m. workouts is I'm like, there's always just something like just have. Like, something's not right. And you guys know what I'm talking about. Anyway, so that was like, oh, this is why tomorrow I'm glad that I'm going to do the afternoon workout because I'll have, I don't know, hopefully that doesn't happen. Well, it won't happen because I'm not going to be, and I'm not going to be like, I don't know, there's no way I'm going to be doing multiple rounds of this workout.
Right.
No. But afterwards I was coughing so bad and I could not, my lungs were on fire and I'm not being super dramatic. I mean, we all work so hard on WODs, but that one I was just like, my lungs felt like they were on fire.
Yeah.
And I never felt it that bad before where I had to sit there and catch my breath and just like, I was immobile. And one of the girls in my class, Christy, she's awesome. She's like, do you need my inhaler? Like, and I was like, actually, yes. Like, go get your inhaler.
I had a night like that. What was it? Last week? Anyway, whatever it was like, it ended with a 400 maybe. It was like, I forget what the heck the workout was, but it had a bunch of 400s in it. Oh, it was Helen.
Duh.
And it was like 50 degrees in the morning. And then it was like 30 degrees by the time we got there.
I remember that.
Colorado.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
And afterwards, I could not. I was wheezing, audibly wheezing. Like,
yeah.
And Brandon was just looking. And he's like, do you need an inhaler? I was like, where are you going to get an inhaler?
Yeah.
I don't have an inhaler with me. Anyway.
And luckily, we have doctors who work out at our gym because one of the girls, like, one of the doctors is in my class. And she came up to me. She's like, do you taste iron? You taste iron right now. I'm like, no. She's like, that's good. Because my lungs aren't bleeding.
But yeah, so Chris G was my coach.
I love Chris.
Judge. He's my judge and coach. He was great.
And his wife, even though she doesn't come to CrossFit. I know she listens to the podcast.
She was there actually when I got there.
Oh, I want to see her tomorrow.
Yeah, she's so cute.
Kelly, come to the class.
She was like, oh, I love your hair. Because I got my hair cut
everyone
30 seconds before I went to the open one.
So Claire and I are like short hair sisters.
And I texted Joy. I was like, can we both have short hair?
Short hair is like the best thing ever. The best.
Except that I had duck butt the other day. Like all this
duck butt
was sticking up like a duck butt. And it turns out I have a cowlick. definitely. Oh, when I woke up.
And short
I
was like, well, hair bedhead is the best.
Yeah, it's
like,
amazing.
This part right here, I kind of have like an undercut where it's like a little bit of shaved where it's like long on one side, but it's 80s skater, you guys. And this always sticks out in the morning and I'm just like, I can't get it down. I can't like try to put
water. Yeah, I had this part and it was like sticking up and I was like, well, that's just going to be like that till I shower again.
Duck butt. I've never heard of that. But I've heard like, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is. Duck butt. I'm still kind of trying to, there's a learning curve involved.
There's here, such a learning curve yeah. with short hair. It's taken me, like 8 months to like figure out how to
make everything happen.
Yeah. Make things happen.
But anyway, so he was my judge/coach and he was so great. He was like during the double unders, he kind of just let me do my thing because he knows that I have double unders. But during this, so I snatched for my first two rounds and then I clean and jerked my third round and I clean and jerked the couple of reps that I got in my fourth round. And I was 6 reps shy of 4 full rounds. And I think, well, I'll talk about that in a minute. But so he was really great, you know, like coaching me through the snatches. And he was like, all right, I don't care if you hit me in the chin with that bar, like, bump, you like, you know, use your hips, like bring it out, you know.
Yeah.
So it was great. So Chris, if you're listening, that was really helpful. And he was really, you know, like telling me, you know, don't rest, pick up the bar. Like,
yeah.
But, yeah. So that was great.
Coach Mike did that too, and it was super helpful.
And I feel like when you're going that hard, because I don't always like it when, like, I don't always want someone in my face.
Right.
But I feel like when you're going that hard, it's just as nice to feel like you have someone who's judging you who you can turn off your brain and just let them think for you. Yes.
That's what I really liked about it.
Yeah.
And I counted in my head a little bit because I was just like, I don't know. I just needed to know when I needed to stop, especially for the double unders.
Yeah.
But for him to just, he's got it. He's like taking care of everything. But and it made me think a lot back to all the competitions we did in the fall.
Yeah.
And if anyone's considering doing a CrossFit competition and thinking, oh gosh, I shouldn't do it, or I'm not strong enough, whatever, just try it, because that was so helpful for me and the pacing aspect for that alone, I learned so much of how to just get on there and pace yourself and to keep moving. And the key really is, no matter what, just keep moving. So I know the mistakes I've made in the past is I would take really long breaks because I would wait to kind of get fully recovered.
Right.
And you don't need to do that. You just need to do one at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And well, something that one of the guys at the CrossFit, I can't remember which one it was. I think it was CrossFit Cuspis.
Mm-hmm.
He was just like standing there watching me. Remember when we fell in love with Trina? I was like wanting to stalk her on the leaderboard, and I need to go do that still because I'm sure.
Did you ever write her back?
Yeah.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She wrote us the cutest.
I should drop her a line just to see how she's doing.
Hey, Trina.
Oh, Trina. She's amazing. I swear. And so he was just standing there watching me when we did the, what was the WOD where we did 30 clean and jerks? What is it?
Grace.
And, I remember him he kept saying, don't go to the red, don't go to the red.
Yeah.
Like, the second you go to the red, you're like,
gonna get,
yeah.
And I think that was a big thing.
That's a really good tip.
I learned that when I was, I had a partner one. I was partnered with Thor one day for some reason. And, yeah.
He's like the strongest guy at our gym.
Yeah, he must have been in the bathroom when everyone else picked. But so, he was like, that's what he kept telling me. He's like, don't burn all the way out. Don't wait until you're totally burnt out to rest. Like, you know, take it to 85-90% and then rest, because you'll recover so much faster.
Yeah.
And if you totally deplete, it's like, you know, like if your iPhone has 5% battery left, it'll recharge a lot faster. But if it totally runs out of battery, it won't even turn back on right away.
Exactly. It's a great analogy.
Yeah. Your body is like an iPhone.
You only have way to less have your useful. iPhone, or else things are not going to happen. And I watched the Barbell Shrugged video. They did a video immediately after the 14.1 release, and it was really helpful. Just kind of like the tips of how they suggest you map out the workout. And they just, you know, one of the coaches was like, yeah, give yourself a 30 to 45 minute warm up. And I was like, 30 to 45 minutes. But he's like, this is such a pure, you know, all out lung workout that you really want to be warm that way. So, if you're looking at, you know, 14.2, go around on the internet. There's tons of coaches out there that are wanting to put up tips and tricks and advice on how to pace the workout. And I think that's just super cool because that helps a ton.
It does. And it just gives you, even if you aren't, you know, going to get into the third or fourth round, it at least gives you like an idea of, you know, okay, how can I optimize the 12 reps I am going to get?
Exactly. And I think there's something to that. There really is. And it will help you in just the workouts you do in the future of how to pace it and how to breathe.
And I think it was really helpful. I remember I read something that Sheree Chan posted, who was, you know, she was like, if, because for me, you know, everyone's talking about these light snatches. I was like, this is not light for me. This is like 70% of my 1 rep max.
Yeah.
And she was saying, you know, like, if the snatches aren't light for you, then, you know, because she was saying if the snatches are light, then just muscle snatch it and it'll save your legs.
Yeah.
And she was saying if the snatches aren't light for you, then, you know, try to get a deeper power snatch so that you can save your shoulders for the double unders.
Yeah.
Because, like, that's where the trade-off was going to be. For me, the hard, like, my forearms got tired first.
Okay.
Because, you know, just from, like, grabbing, because that, that's, it, like, tends to be the thing in double unders that is, like, goes downhill for me the first is if I'm also gripping somewhere else, that's where I feel tired. My double unders is my forearms.
You don't feel tired up here?
Not first. I eventually feel tired in my shoulders because I, like, but I've, so here's what I've started thinking about. Do you, like, clench your shoulders down while you're double undering? You must if you're getting tired in your deltoids.
I don't know. It's really hard until it, like, because I don't clench. I try. Yeah. Coach Mike always gets after me. And honest to God, my shoulders are relaxed. It just looks like they're not relaxed. Like half the time. Yeah. It's really funny. Everyone's like, relax. TJ always gets after me when I'm running. He gets after me about that.
Yeah. You're like, my shoulders are huge.
I'm just, I'm relaxed. But it looks like they're like tense. But I do know that I have a problem with, like, the angle, like, of, I think, putting my arms out a little too far.
Yeah, because if you, so also not, if you were holding your arms like this, it would be, maybe your rope is too long.
I think it might be.
If you have to hold your arms out like that.
I don't know.
But I guess I kind of,
fix something.
Like, I mean, I definitely think about keeping my shoulder blades, like, back and down, but I don't clench. And the way that I keep from clenching, this is so woo-woo, but you'll love it, is I think of, like, a little energy ball, right, and, like, what would be the equivalent of, like, the belly button of my back.
Yeah.
Like, almost like the solar plexus of my back, and I just think about that, and that, like, kind of keeps my shoulders.
Where'd you learn that?
I just made it up. I don't know.
The double under fairy?
Yeah, the double under fairy told me. But, like, that's just how, well, because a lot of times, like, when you're learning and if your elbows are going everywhere, you can take a resistance band and, like, kind of tie your elbows a little bit behind you to keep them from going everywhere. And so that's what made me think, like, that's where you need to be focusing, is, like, almost in, like, the diaphragm on your back.
But what are you focusing on again? Relaxing,
I just, like,
that part?
I know. I just think about if I were to focus, like, you know, where things are being drawn from, I just think of, like, a little ball of energy right there that's sort of pulling everything in just a little bit.
Okay.
As opposed to thinking about it in my shoulder blades.
Okay.
Because if I think about it in my shoulder blades, then my shoulders get tired because I'm, like, clamping down on my shoulder blades.
Right. I like that. I like that visual.
It's a little bit less physical, I guess. Like, it's less of, like, a clamping and more of just sort of, like, a way, like, a place to focus.
Yeah.
So.
I really like that cue. I'm going to try that.
You should. You come to Open Gym with us after this? Maybe not.
Who's all gonna be there?
Me, I mean, Brandon.
You invited.
Yeah. Who else?
Maybe I will. Oh, that's funny.
Anyway, so the one thing that I was gonna say is that I switched to clean and jerks halfway through the open.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I said that. Remember, my first two were snatches, and my third and fourth were clean and jerks.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't remember you saying that.
I just did.
Sorry. like 10 minutes ago or just?
Yeah, no, like 2 minutes ago.
I was checking my phone, guys. Sorry.
And but what I was going to say is that I think that if I had redone it, I might have gotten a little bit better score because the clean and jerks were a lot faster for me because the snatches, I was linking like 2 to 3 at a time. The first round I linked 3 at a time. The second round I linked 3 and then like a couple of singles at the end. But the clean and jerks, I mean, I was dropping the bar every time, but I was, like, following it right down and picking it right back up.
Yeah.
And I think that, like, even though the lift itself took longer, I was able to take less rest. And so I think overall it went faster, and it was so much easier. And I could have totally and I think if I had redone, I might have improved my score by a couple of reps. But I don't know. I have mixed feelings about redoing open wads.
Yes. Nice segue.
Yeah.
Last year... So the first year that I did the open, I did the first one at 5:30 a.m. I went home, I entered my score, and there's something about the leaderboard that sucks you into this vortex of shame that, or at least I'm speaking for myself,
vortex
that
of shame.
I wanted to do it again. So I texted TJ and I was like, I really want to do the open workout again. He's like, because I think I just really wanted to get one snatch at 95 pounds. I was like, I know I can do this, or whatever was the next week. I can't remember what it was. And he's like, sure, you can do it again. And then he made me change my mind. He's like, yeah, you, to be honest, I find it very rare that someone does better the second time around, or the number of reps is so minimal, the change is like one or two that you get either better or sometimes you do worse.
And that one I redid too. But because I think it was like this almost in the sense that, like, there was such a clear barrier, whereas 14-1, it was like, you know, I would have maybe gotten a couple more cleaner jerks, but I redid 13-1 because I was like, I need that 75-pound snatch. And so that for me was like a different, kind of a different thing. Like you're saying, you know, you felt like you needed that 95-pound snatch. Right, that's how I felt. I was like, I just need one. But it
was, I didn't go back and do it, but I was so mad.
I ended up redoing it and I didn't get it.
Oh.
And I, so I ended up with the same number because I felt like I had, well, and here's what had happened. And the reason I redid it is that I got a 75-pound snatch during the warm-up.
I remember that.
And then I
remember
you talking about that. I couldn't get it during the workout. And totally I was remember you so talking about that. Upset. Yeah. Like, to the point almost of tears. I was so frustrated.
Yeah.
And so the second time I was like, I'm going to get this. Like, I spent all night, like, looking at snatch techniques. I was tweeting with Mike Bergner. Like, no shit. He was like, I like tweeted him being like, oh, you know, not thinking he was going to tweet you back. FYI, if you tweet Coach Bergner, he will tweet you back.
He will tweet you back.
He, that man, he loves weightlifting so much.
That is really cute.
It was, but like, so we were tweeting back and forth. Like, I was like, I got this. And I went into it and I still didn't get it. And I got so close.
Yep.
It rolled down my nose. How could I not get that lift? And, but if, to me, that was like such a clear difference. And I feel like the only time that I really feel like redoing an open workout is even relevant is if you feel like you just blew it.
Yeah.
You know, you went in there and it's like the beauty of the open is that if you do blow it, you can have a little bit of redemption.
Right.
But the thing that does that frustrates me is if you go into it and then think like, well, now that I have a strategy, I'm going to redo it. That to me is like, okay, that feels a little bit like you're not really going with the spirit of what CrossFit is about.
Exactly.
Of like the unknown and the unknowable.
Right.
Like if you go into it and do it the first time as like a practice run, you're kind of gaming the system.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree.
And I feel like also at some point, and I mean, you know, both, like we just said, we both redid the workouts last year, but it totally was an ego thing. It was like, I need to feel good about myself for this. Because I feel like, you know, it's one thing if you're two reps away from regionals. But, like, if you're, you know, dealing with the difference between 25,000th place and 24,998th place, then, like, maybe you need to
you think about... You just want to... I would reevaluate why you want to redo it.
Right. It's, like, it definitely is competitive. And, you know, like, we have acknowledged that there is a competitive spirit that comes with the open that kind of is what makes the open worth it.
Yeah.
But also can kind of make you do weird things.
It can kind of make you crazy.
Yeah. And it's like, if you're not.
And last year was so funny because it was my first open and like being new to CrossFit J, I would think I was, oh gosh, no, I was like, I'd been there for a year, but I didn't do the open the first year. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I don't even know what this is and why would I even bother? Blah. And, and I just remember going to the leaderboard and looking and trying to figure out how these women got such insane amount of reps. And I was just like obsessed with it to a point where it was like, am I doing?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not even going to professionally compete. And this is like taking over my life. But we've talked about this before and it has so much to do with CrossFit is accessible to everyone.
Totally.
And we are all able to do this and see where we stand with everyone else in the world.
Well,
so I think there's going to be that level of competition where you can't just be like, oh, well, I just did this because I think everyone's in this together.
Right.
Everyone's so obsessed with the leaderboard. What did you say? How many hours, like 7 years were logged
last week? Yeah, of people looking at the leaderboard.
7 years of time.
I think it was that. It might have been like 7 months. 7 years seems like an awfully long time.
Seven something.
A lot of time.
A lot of hours.
Just people staring at the leaderboard.
10,000 hours.
Well, and I think... So here's something that's interesting that, because remember, I was like, I'm not doing the open. This is so dumb. But I'm really glad I did it because now I can go back and I can look and say, you know, even though the WODs were so different, I improved by about 500 places in my 14.1 standing than I did in my 13.1 standing in the region.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like last year I was in
How'd you know that? Is that listed still? I need to go
Yeah. So if you go to your athlete profile,
oh, yeah.
not in the app, but in the you can like yeah. it has a leaderboard and there's like a little drop down menu and you can select which year.
Okay, I'll go look because yeah. I totally forgot. Yeah,
and that's really fun.
That is good to know. I think if just like those personal goals and improving yeah. on a personal level is good.
So that's what I'm trying to. But I mean, it is hard to obviously you can't know in advance like what your score is going to be like. You know, for this like I can I'm pretty confident that I can get 10 65 pound overhead squats in you know a minute or 2 minutes, but the chest to bar pull ups. I'm maybe going to get 4, 3, 5, you know, 2, 3, yeah. 4, 5. Like, it'll just be a matter of time at that point because I, you know, I can get kind of one and then stop and shake it out. And like, okay, maybe try another one. Oh, didn't get that one. Like, try again. And so, I don't know. It's just going to be interesting to see. But I just kind of feel like when it comes to repeating workouts, it's a delicate balance. I think there is definitely a reason, a time and place for you to repeat a workout.
Yes.
But all I'm saying is that the top athletes, they're not repeating the workouts.
No.
They are looking at it as if this is a competition. And in a competition, you don't get to repeat
you don't workout. You don't get second chances.
Right.
And here's the other thing I noticed was the, you know, I read a lot of tweets and a lot of comments and I just felt like the air around it was like people feeling so disappointed in themselves.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, bless your heart. Come on. Like, be proud of the work that you're doing. And I just don't like that feel. I want people to be proud of the work they do the first time around and to know that that's good enough. And so all these comments that I was reading, I'm going, everyone's just so full of like disappointment and that they didn't do enough. And yeah. that was just, I didn't like that. So I'm like, yeah. just be happy with that. I think the fact that you can do it as many times as you want mm-hmm. to submit the best score leaves the door open for people to be like, I'm going to do it as many times as I want. Or this score isn't good enough. I want to do better. Nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with wanting to do better. But I think at some point you have to kind of reevaluate, why am I pushing myself so hard for a stupid mm-hmm. leaderboard?
Right.
Which is why like I even got caught up in it last week where I'm like, oh my gosh, could I have done that better? It was like this vortex of shame where I just started feeling bad about myself.
Even though
it was
you
just
had
ridiculous.
Like a ridiculous score.
But I think what I caught myself doing was like the same error of last year is this like, you know, it's all out there. Everyone's score is right there. You compare yeah. it's the comparison thing. Everything yeah. you can compare.
Well, it's like
night
the best
day.
Thing I know we posted on our Facebook before. It says comparison is a thief of joy.
Yeah.
And it's like that is so it's totally the blessing and the curse of the open because on the one hand, it is so fun to see how you compare. On the other yes. hand, it's like soul crushing.
Yeah.
If you suck.
Well, I found myself thinking, and I think I texted you this. I was like, remember how we said we were just like doing this for fun? I'm like, yeah. I'm totally taking this seriously now.
Yeah.
Which was so stupid for like a day. I had a moment, but yeah. Welcome to the open.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
My goodness.
But I also think it really allows us to kind of look at ourselves and work on our weaknesses and focus on our strengths and like emotions are going to come up because it yeah. has to come. I mean, some people don't even do like races or you
right,
know, any type of competition.
Much.
So this is like their only
right.
exposure to competition. So you're going to, you know, people are going to get emotional. I remember reading someone who's like, they were crying and I'm like afterwards because yeah. I didn't feel like and
did
I'm just
job.
Like, oh. I just want to give you a hug. Yeah. Like, you did great, you know?
Yeah, like, and I also think that it's, like, it put, you know, if, like, the whole thing about CrossFit, you know, it's, like, you versus you. Like, you know, just do the best that you can do. Like, and it's
yeah.
just, like, I feel like redoing it is almost telling yourself that my best isn't good enough.
Right.
I feel like, and it's just hard to rationalize how that is ever a good idea.
Yeah.
You know, and I, like I said, you know, if you really botch it and if
right.
you really, but, like, looking back on 13-1, it's, like, you know, I was so frustrated that I got it during the practice and I couldn't get it during the WOD. But when I redid it, I didn't get another rep. And it was like, well, you know, that
lesson learned.
Right. Like
yeah.
that snatch in the
yeah.
in the whatever
right.
warm up was just a fluke.
Yeah.
But anyway. There is one thing. Oh my gosh, this is making me so mad. I'm gonna try to not call this person out to like, but if you know who this person is, you will know who this is. You'll know I'm talking about them. There's this person. We follow this person on Instagram and Facebook. I'll tell you who it is after we
okay.
record. And
I'm giving you this look like,
yeah.
la, dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. It's not somebody who like we interact with frequently.
Yeah.
But it's somebody who we both know who this person is.
Okay.
And they usually work out in Denver. And they moved.
Oh, yes. I know exactly who you're talking about. And I'm so mad about it.
Right?
Yes.
They moved to the Latin America region just to compete in the regionals.
Yeah.
And then they posted their score, and, you know, clearly we're in first place. It was like, all right, I'm, you know, first place in Latin America, which would not even, the score that would not have even had them probably on the first page in any of the North American regions. Maybe on the first page, but, like, not, you know, not a super competitive score. Like, not in the 400s.
Sure.
Not in the 400s.
Sure. Okay.
And then turns around, and when somebody else posts a higher score and is like, how can this be legit? And gets, and, like, freaks out and posts about how, like, all right, just hypothetically speaking, do you think that somebody could get this many snatches and this many double unders at 50% or at over 50% of their one rep max snatch? Just hypothetical, just hypothetical. I'm like, you fucking moved to the other, to a new region so that you would get to, so that you would go to the games. Like, you know you're not competitive enough to compete in North America.
Yeah, we know we have interacted, we have interacted with this person in Denver.
Jersey nuts. It's, I'm that, just like,
yes.
You do not live in Latin America. It'll be one thing. Don't get me wrong. There are a lot of, like, the Asian region competitors, and, like, there are a lot of people who compete in other regions because they live there. Or a lot of examples is that they are, like, in the armed services, and they are stationed there.
Right.
And so, therefore, they, you know, like, literally are living in Korea.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is. And so, for them to compete in the Asian region is legit because that's where they have trained for the last year.
Right.
But there has got to be some rule where, and I know there's a rule for teams, like,
well,
CrossFit
this person's
teams.
Not going to go anywhere, you think?
I think that he would, he's definitely going to the regionals, I think, in Latin America.
OMG.
And that's the thing is that if he,
that drives
is in
me
like
up
the top, you know, if he's the number two, three, you know,
I
the number
he
one.
He owned that gym.
He's one of, like, well, now, yeah, now he's a big, I was trying not
well,
to
there's a million gyms
I was trying
in
not
Colorado.
To even say the gender.
I know. We
oh
had
my gosh, it totally drives me nuts. And it's just like, if that this person gets the games because of this.
Oh, no way. There's no way.
No, I think that's the plan.
There's no way.
Think about it. If
there's
you're
no way.
If you go to the regionals as number two or three of the regionals, I mean, granted, I think only the top one or two from Latin America go because, like, the region is
that's
so small.
True. Okay, so small chance.
Yeah. But still, are you freaking serious? Like, ugh, it's just, and I just lost so much respect.
Yeah.
For that. And it's
I
just like
two.
That person. It's just like, really?
I have two.
It just makes me feel like if you want it that badly, then work for it.
Exactly.
Don't.
You wouldn't have
game
to
game the system.
Yeah.
And
it's like, I need to be a big fish in a small pond.
Yeah. And don't take away the chance from somebody who works out in a region where there aren't as many resources and therefore, you know, isn't going to get as good of a score. Well, I want to know why. Because there are, you know, a tenth of the number of CrossFit gyms down there.
Yeah.
There aren't seminars every weekend. There aren't, you know, you're not going to the Invictus Athletes Summit. Like, you know, let them work for it where they live, use the resources they have and get to that point in their own region. Don't use your resources that you have up here and then go down there and game the system. Oh, it drives me nuts. But, and I'm wondering if there isn't
so
something
mad.
In place for that because, like, you know, he's signed up under an affiliate down there. But, like, for teams, I remember last year there was sort of this question because Kyle, who worked out at J,
mm-hmm.
moved to D-Town so that he could be on their team. And the rules for team members is that you have to work out at that gym at least 80% of the time. So that he had to start going there like 3 or 4 months before the
Kyle
open
McKendry?
Even. Yeah, before the
oh,
open
I didn't
even
know that.
Happened. Yeah.
Okay.
It, so that's why he doesn't work out at J anymore. It's because he's on their regionals team.
Okay.
So they, like, they went to
that's
regionals.
Cool. He's amazing.
He is amazing. He looks
just
like Aladdin.
Like, stop it right now.
He just has no body hair. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. He's,
but,
and his brother. We've talked about
yeah,
them.
Yeah, we have. They're
just
adorable.
So adorable.
Yeah.
Not at all creepy. We just think they're adorable.
Yeah. They are
like,
so
no,
horrible.
We're talking like us creepy, not them creepy.
Yeah, no, they
like,
aren't creepy.
We've talked
they,
about
they
their
are,
hair.
They're like the opposite.
They're the opposite of creepy. We've talked about their hairless bodies and we feel creepy.
Yeah.
But we think that they're just adorable.
They are so adorable.
Wait, what's Kyle and what's
Kent? Kent. With the stinky knee
Kent.
Sleeves.
Kent, yes, stinky knee sleeves.
Oh
okay,
my gosh.
Sorry. The McKendry brothers.
They're just the cutest. We love them. Anyway, so I just need
so
to get
be
that off my
fair,
chest.
Man.
It's just
that's
like,
just ridiculous.
I yeah, and then he posted something and was like, apparently this decision has upset some people. Well, I don't give a fuck. And I'm like, well, good for you.
Okay.
And way to lose the respect of every legitimate competitor in the CrossFit
yes.
world.
I you know, not that there's anything wrong with this, but I can just see him like living on a big piece of land one day with like a lot of like his, he's gonna like form his own world. You know, like one of those
right.
people that like just doesn't want to.
Yeah, I don't know. It just drives me nuts because it. I really feel like
he's
any
gonna have a lot of
legitimate competitor, and like Camille does this a little bit and it irks me just a little bit. She trains at Invictus.
Uh-huh.
And but then competes in the Canada East region. So she trains in the SoCal region like half of the year.
Well, a lot of people do that. Like Ruth from Australia she trains with Lindsay Valenzuela.
Yeah, so
at Dogtown. Like, and she'll train for like 3 or 4 months at Dogtown.
Yeah, but I think it's a little bit different to train for 3 or 4 months somewhere.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like maybe you go and spend like the fall, like Andrea Eger trained, you know, for a couple months in Ohio at a weightlifting clinic or whatever, gym. And I feel like that's a little bit different than like literally moving somewhere for the open.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
I also think it's a little bit different if you already live in that region and you go somewhere else to train and then come back.
But didn't Andrea Eger move back here?
She did. But and she's
at MBS.
Yeah, but her family is from Arvada.
But is she competing in the Open here instead of SoCal?
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I don't see here's the thing. I think if this guy had moved to the reason that I'm not, that doesn't really bother me is because the Southwest region and the SoCal region are comparably competitive, in my opinion.
I would agree.
Like, I think that it shifts. You know, she's a big name, and it definitely shifts the dynamic a little bit.
For sure.
But it's not like where this person, where, you know, the score that he got in 14-1 wouldn't have even had him. You know, he didn't even get to 400.
Yeah.
And all the top names are putting up 440, 450, you know, and, like, Rich Roney got 444.
Did he really? I was just going to ask. What did Rich get?
Yeah, he got 444. But so now I have to look up.
It's amazing that I didn't check. But do you know why? Because the CrossFit Games app doesn't allow you to search for other people.
Yeah, it just is you.
It drives me crazy.
It's a little bit crazy.
I mean, then I have to go on the actual website. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Way too much work for me.
Well, let's see here.
I didn't look it up yet.
But so, like, individual men worldwide, 14.1. Yeah, like, this guy wouldn't have even been on the first page of results with his... Not even on the second page.
So he wants to go to the CrossFit Games.
Yeah.
And he wants to find a sneaky...
I don't even think he would have been on the third page.
Sneaky pants way to get there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's... It's driving me nuts. It's just like, if you want it, then work for it.
Yeah.
Don't.
That's, you know what? If there's one thing that really, 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 really makes me mad is I have like this weird thing about unfairness.
Yeah.
Like if people don't work as hard, I'm like, that's not fair. I worked harder than you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this person wouldn't have even been on the third page of the world. He's not even on the third page of the Worldwide Leaderboard. And yet he's...
Hey, you, if you're listening to this podcast...
He might. He follows us on Instagram.
Yeah. You need to be a honest John.
Whatever. It's his choice, but I just can't imagine any, like, top level competitive athlete looking at this decision and being like, yeah, that's legit.
Right.
Even remotely.
The Open makes you crazy.
Totally.
Case in point. I thought I went crazy last week, but that's
I did go crazy last week. I texted you and was like, no, it was Monday. I texted you. I was like, I'm having a quarter life crisis.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
We had to have a moment.
I did.
Are you feeling better?
I'm feeling a little better. I had a therapy session last night, like real therapy. It was good.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did way to go, counselors.
Yeah. I like my real therapist.
I gotta put a plug in for counselors. I always agree with, there's a psychologist that I follow, and she's always like, I recommend that everyone goes to 1 year of weekly therapy in their life, at least.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not going weekly. It's too freaking expensive. I go every month. Once a month.
That's good.
It's kind of more of like a check-in, but...
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Because where else do you get to just talk about yourself the whole time and no one else can...
Right? No one else can say anything.
No one else can say anything.
Some women, that's their whole life.
Yeah.
And maybe that's why we have a podcast. We got this the cutest email today. And she, like, halfway through, she was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry if I'm rambling. I wanted to be like, you listen to us ramble every week.
Yeah, I'm like, ramble? You're apologizing rambling to us?
Yeah,
did you hear last week's episode?
We are the queens of rambling.
Oh, last week's episode was just rambalaya.
Rambalaya. Check you out making up funny words.
I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know where this genius comes from, Claire.
Oh, Lord. All right.
Okay. So what else is on tap for the weeks ahead?
Well, okay,
next week I'm going to New York.
Yeah. So we'll release on Thursday again next week.
Next week. Yep.
And then the week after that, maybe we'll do this again where we record after the Open's announced and then release it. Because we're going to release this tonight, right?
Yeah. You guys are getting this like hot off the press.
Yeah, seriously. And then the week after that is...
Consult calendars now. Consult calendars Sync now. Calendars.
Okay, so, and then the week after that, we'll do it Thursday again.
Yes. So we'll just let you know when we're going to release.
And then the week after that is going to be a big episode.
It's, how do you know, Claire? I don't know what you're talking about. Stop it. Stop it. You want to say something so bad, I'm not going to let you.
Don't do it.
I'm going to have to put tape on your mouth.
I'm not saying anything.
Okay. Your eyes, I can see it and you went crazy.
Oh my gosh. I'm not going to be that person, so I'm not going to do it.
How much fun was it, by the way, you guys? Claire and Brandon came over and watched the Oscars at our house, and it was so much fun.
We, like, made our ballots. Brandon got so mad that he lost. Brandon did terrible. Well, he's like, I'm a film major. I should be better than that. I'm like, Brandon, we never see movies.
We all just guessed.
Totally guessed.
I think I won.
You did win. But I took the peeps. Chapstick and
me.
Joy and Scott like got presents for everybody. It was so funny.
We did a grab bag.
It was so cute. You guys were so funny. It was fun though. Yeah. Oscars, what are you gonna do?
It was really fun because anytime Ellen said something really funny, you and Brandon laugh at the exact same time. It's really
That's awesome.
You guys are like synchronized laughers.
Well, we both just laugh at everything. So.
No, but it was really cute.
That's amazing.
Yeah, we had fun.
Yeah, is there anything else coming up? Brandon's birthday is next Friday.
Oh.
Yeah, Pi Day 3.14.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Pi Day.
So we're going to do the open.
Do you want anything from New York City? Oh, we're going to Letterman.
Really?
Scott got us tickets to Letterman.
That'll be fun.
I can't wait. And I'm...
Are you going to leave it to the Levi's store?
Am I what?
Are you going to go to the Levi's store?
Oh, of course. I need to go. I need another pair so bad.
Oh my gosh, I got a Stitch Fix today.
What is that? Oh yeah. They send
like
you clothes?
Thing, right. It's like a personal shopper. We're almost out of time, but if you guys don't know what Stitch Fix is, basically you go online and you sign up and you like fill out this little questionnaire and they send you clothes and it costs $20 to have them send it to you to like for your styling fee. And if you keep any of the clothes, then that $20 goes towards like the price of anything. And you try everything on, like if you like it, you keep it and you pay for it. And if you don't like it, you just send it back.
Uh-huh.
And it was okay.
Yeah.
They sent me a pair of skinny jeans, which is why I'm talking about this, which were actually fit pretty well, but they're like exactly the same as the jeans I already have. So I'm saying them back.
Yeah.
They sent me two tops, which are ginormous.
Uh-huh.
And Grant and I said I like loosely fitted tops, and I apparently did not get across to them that.
You were like really small.
Yeah. I was like, I'm 5'3". Like everything was like petite, narrow shoulders, narrow hips, petite. I'm 5'3".
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And so everything was like, well, this is ginormous, even though it was a small. Because I said I like loosely fitted tops. But, like, this to me is what I can... Like, I'm wearing a
button down. Is that a shirt?
Down.
Is that a shirt from...
No, this is from Target.
Oh. Like, it's adorable.
No, it's from Target. Which is why it's
all denim tonight.
I am all denim.
You're so fancy.
Well, it's because all day long I was wearing this shirt and my Lulu shorts because I worked from home today.
Oh, okay.
And then when I came over, I was like, I should put pants on.
Oh. Put some pants on.
Mostly just because those shorts are so short that I have to like shave my bikini line.
We've talked about those. Yeah.
Gotta love it.
Gotta love it.
All right. Well, with that.
What was I going to tell you? Oh, I want to go to CrossFit Box in New York City, but I'm kind of scared. So I was going to.
Like, oh my gosh. I loved that comment where you were like, which is the least scary? And the guy was like, none of them are scary.
I'm like, you clearly don't know Joy.
And I loved how somebody was like, you should go to, or TJ was like, go to CrossFit Reebok NYC, like Reebok One. It's the biggest one in the country. And I was like, do you know Joy at all?
Oh my God.
There's no way to go there.
I'm sweating already. Are you kidding me? It's like, it's a total legit gym. It's like the biggest one in the country. I'm like, yeah, that's the one I'm not going to.
Right. Thank you for telling me about the gym that I definitely am not going to.
Oh
my
gosh.
That was so funny.
But I'm so excited to go. I'm just not sure if I'll do the workout. I'm definitely not going to do 14.3.
When do you get back?
We get back Sunday, so I may try to snag superfan Chris or TJ to get to judge me on Monday. But I've been watching all these reality shows that are like based in New York, so I can like just get the feel of the city.
Something tells me that is not the right way to research a new culture.
It's not researching culture. I just want to like get the feel of the city before I go.
Yeah, no, that's the same thing. No, so are you talking about like Sex and the City? You've been watching like Friends?
No, you know, I've been watching Kel on Earth because I love Kelly Trone.
I don't know who that is.
She was on The Hills. Did you ever watch The Hills?
Oh, yes.
She was the boss of Lauren when she was at People's Revolution.
Sure,
she's, like,
I was kind of
like black hair, like really mean.
Sure.
So she has a reality show.
Oh my God.
I just need the feel of it. I'm not like.
You're ridiculous.
I'm not like.
Doing cultural research.
Yeah. But I'm like, why am I watching this stupid reality show? But it's so good. I love her. Okay.
All right.
And then I was really mean to everyone today at work because I was like, Kelly is mean. I can be mean. No, I'm not.
No.
That's just not my nature.
Don't learn from reality shows, Joy. Don't take your life lessons.
Do what I say. Just make those phone calls.
We should have a reality show. Those girls, like the Tone It Up girls, they have a reality show.
Who's Tone It Up?
We're going to have to talk about that.
What?
They're just like this, like workout, these girls who have like workout things online and they have like a little nutrition plan. They tell you to eat whole grains.
Hey, any producers out there, you can call us because we would be really, actually we would be really funny.
We would be really funny.
if I do say so myself.
I don't know. I think that you would get really nervous. Like the whole time you'd be like.
No, I actually wouldn't.
Really?
No.
Because last time you, like last week, Nine News came to your work and you were texting me.
Get, like that's Nine News. I am the voice of the program. So, like, mm-hmm. I have to say things and, like, the whole staff has to believe what I say.
That's
and not,
fair.
I have to, like, be the face of the program. That's a lot of pressure.
That's fair.
If it was just me and you BSing, yeah.
That would be awesome. Anybody has a reality show that they want to make. There's a lot of room in Joy's spare bedroom.
We are totally ready and we are sitting on the floor ready for you.
Totally. All right. Okay.
On that note.
We will see you next week. Bye.
Happy open. Bye.